It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Steve Henn, in for John Moe. If you're a little annoyed with the way Washington works, join the club. Congress's approval rating is just 18%. But a new political group is hoping to shake things up. Americans Elect wants to use the internet to transform how presidential elections work. Joshua Levine is the group's chief technology officer.
When you go to the website and sign up, you end up ranking your issues.
Then the website puts you in touch with other like-minded voters. Together, it helps you identify possible candidates who share your views. Any registered voters can sign up. Next April, an online election will trim the field, and in June, an online convention will pick a ticket. Levine says the group hopes to do for politics what Amazon and eBay did for retail.
Internet technology is disruptive because it's connective. There is no barrier to entry. If you have access to the internet, either on a phone or at home, you can completely disrupt incumbents that have spent so much money on gigantic infrastructures. So our goal as Americans Elect will be to give a voice to the people, to the voters, and a real choice. Not a choice that's manipulated through a primary system that no one can understand, but a choice through direct access to technology, to do their own research, to participate in choosing presidential candidates that meet their issues, and then putting them on the ballot.
They already have $15 to $20 million, and they are using that money to get ballot access.
Michael Cornfield studies politics and the internet at George Washington University. He says there's a catch in this plan. Americans Elect will require a bipartisan ticket.
I think they can really have an impact because the premise of having somebody be an alternative to President Obama and whoever the Republicans nominate gains punch when we have deadlocks of the kind we're having this week and we had a few months ago and we had a year ago over health care. Everything seems to bog down in partisan polarized politics. So their idea is there's a silent majority in the center, to take Richard Nixon's term and turn it into something else, and that the internet and the dedicated work of a few entrepreneurial politicos can amplify the voices in the center that don't tend to get heard in the way our current political system works.
You can read more about Americans Elect at marketplacetech.org. You can also sign up for our daily memo there. What you need to know about tech delivered straight to your inbox. New technology is not going to fix our political system in time to avert the debt ceiling crisis, but that hasn't stopped some of the world's biggest banks from investing in high-speed supercomputers. During the last meltdown in 2008, it took J.P. Morgan's fastest computers up to 8 hours to calculate how much the bank's investments were really worth. One executive compared that experience to driving down the highway at 90 miles an hour by looking in the rearview mirror. So J.P. Morgan's investing big time in newer, faster machines. Today's banking deals are just as complex, but now running the same calculations takes just minutes. Does this mean supercomputing will save us from a financial apocalypse? Probably not. But at least this time, the bankers may see the disaster coming. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Steve Henn, in for John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.